Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media, and we know that we're listened all throughout the world. So welcome, everybody. Sorry we haven't been recording lately, but we have been extremely busy. Now, for those of you who email me and say, hey, Betsy, where's some video and audio? Of course, we're not on YouTube anymore, so it's where's an audio? And I just remind you that every day you're getting a CAT report, and it is filled with the most vital information that we can find on the internet. And sometimes you even get more than one. We call them little meows when important information is getting out and we need our audience to know. Douglas, you gave me such an incredible summary yesterday when I said, please explain to me why Steve Bannon is in the thick of this conversation with Hunter Biden's thumb drives, hard drives, and all of this stuff that's spilling out with the Bidens. So,
well, Steve Bannon is a parasite. And when he tried to control Trump and he couldn't, then he went over to Kissinger's side, and Kissinger's a supporter of China. So Bannon went to the richest Chinese people in America, and they all promised him everything like the Chinese do. Yes, yes, yes. And then he got a no, no, no. So he went to China himself, and just like Eric Schmidt, and just like Zuckerberg, and just like half a dozen other big tech people have sold out to China and are now under their control, so was Steve Bannon. And so he had to leave China, and where did he go? To Hong Kong, the fake British province, which then later becomes supposedly independent, which is nothing more than an extension of the Chinese government, Chinese Central Committee, basically. So the Chinese Communist Party Central Committee, the CCPCC, is who we're talking about here. Now, did Bannon have anything to do with these leaks? No, absolutely not. Does Bannon even know who gave the leaks? No, he doesn't. Does Luda know who gave the leaks? The man in the Chinese man in Hong Kong who was sticking his neck way out, who brought in the whistleblower doctor who had been working in Wuhan and knew that the P4 lab had in fact developed the exact virus that has been released on the world? No, they don't know anything. They are idiots. What they actually have are three hard drives, two of which, well, let's say all three of which will get them all killed. All three of them are dead meat. They are the walking dead. Because first off, they don't even know who it was that got those and how they came about. So I'm going to tell you again, because I already told everybody this. If you're followers of ours, you know that a man named Ren Zhengqiang, who was the richest real estate person in, oligarch really, in China, had decided that the Central Committee had gone too far. And he started speaking out against the Chinese Central Committee and President Xi and his two associates, the three who are now the major oligarch, totalitarian communist oligarchs of China, all in it for their own self-enrichment, so much so that President Xi developed the most absurd policy in human history called One Belt, One Road, which basically meant my way or the highway. And so Xi said to everyone, we're going to do business with you. We're going to come in, we're going to buy it for more than it's worth. And then what we have seen in every single case when China was blasted by Trump, that China then tries to leverage every country through extortion. Now, at the same time, they got so crazy, the Central Committee, that they didn't know that they were being blackmailed and extorted by whom? By an idiot whose name is Robert Hunter Biden. Now, they killed this oligarch. They killed him. They killed Ren. He came up missing. I predicted that he would come up missing days or weeks after he made these announcements to the public. You do not state that kind of material out loud, first off, until you have the evidence. So Ren Zhengqiang had the evidence. Those are his three hard drives. And that's the reason that nobody can tell you where they came from, because they're just not paying any attention. If they had paid attention, they would have known the following. First off, let me characterize Robert Hunter Biden, who Joe Biden put on many, many committees. For instance, he has a degree in law from Yale, okay? Never used it. Never been involved in a single case. But he's a lawyer. He sits on the World Food Commission. He sits on some of the biggest commissions in the world that handle the largest amounts of money concerning international globalism. And what does he do there? Oh, like Trump says, he's never had a job. Correct. He has been appointed to these different commissions and these very high-powered positions so that he could have information to use to trade against America. You want to talk about the Logan Act? No one is more guilty of the Logan Act, in other words, doing business for America behind its back, than Hunter Biden. Now, let's get into the details here. This is
not just Hunter Biden, but his dad, Joe. He's also guilty of this.
Joe was paid $900,000 from Rosemont Seneca. We have the proof of that. So Joe got his piece of every pie. But we only were seeing the tip of the iceberg. And I kept saying, no, there's much, much more here. Let me explain this again for the 100th time so that people can understand this now, putting it in perspective, since the news is catching up with the revelations that we had already given out concerning these things. When Ukraine had, first off, found that they could dig in two of the greatest oil fields in their country, which made them in the top 10 oil fields in the world, they were being ignored. Chevron and Exxon came in and said they were going to basically make Ukraine rich, and they no longer had to count on the pipeline of oil coming out of Kazakhstan, going through Russia, being purified and transformed, and then sent in a pipeline through Ukraine into Europe. Well, let's remember, what's the last thing that Obama did before he left? He blamed the Russians as being in cahoots with Trump, and he put sanctions on them and basically dared Trump to take those sanctions off. Now, those sanctions weren't on during the days when he, Obama, and his Vice President Joe Biden and his Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were making a fortune off of the deals that were going down in Ukraine. 40% of the gross domestic product of Ukraine was simply putting a tax on the oil coming out of Russia, going into Ukraine, going into Europe. So in other words, the pipeline, again, one of the last big oil pipeline wars that we are seeing is a Cold War. It didn't require people dropping bombs, even though some bombs were dropped on Ukraine to make sure that it looked as if Russia was a guilty party. After, in the Donbass region and Crimea, they voted to have the Russians come in, legally voted, legally went in, and then the Ukrainians resisted, and they did start a war with Russia after an election. Now, Chevron and Exxon thought that they were going to take over Ukraine as they've taken over every other place with the oil fields. But what happened? Those deals then fell to smaller companies. Basically representatives of Russia's Gazprom, as well as NAFCO gas in Ukraine, which George Soros got on their board, and Burisma, which is the second largest oil company in Ukraine. When Hunter Biden got on that board, let's remember, he didn't go there alone. That's absurd. And then he was supposedly in charge of their legal affairs team. No, that isn't what happened. First off, John Kerry is equally as guilty as Joe Biden, and his son Christopher Hines was on the Burisma board. Mitt Romney, equally as guilty. He put his top representative from Bain Capital, Kofor Black, onto the Burisma board. And then what did Burisma get charged with? Oh, multi-million dollar bribery, extortion, you name it, to hide what they were doing, which then was... basically became cases that were adopted by the top lawyer in Ukraine, Viktor Shokin. They went after the head of Burisma and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and Christopher Hines and Kofor Black and everyone on that board. Every person on the board was shown to basically being paid extortion money from money that was being stolen from the Ukrainian people through these Burisma deals. Well, here's part of the reality that people don't understand. Kazakhstan has so much oil because, remember, there was going to be a gigantic fight over the Caspian oil. Well, the Caspian oil is Kazakhstani oil. And the Kazakhstani oil gets refined in Russia and then is sent across the border to Ukraine and then sent into Europe as its number one oil source. Now, that was supplanted after the sanctions were put on by Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2. Trump busted Nord Stream 1 being a Russian deal with Angela Merkel. It was an illegal, big fat lie, and the European Union has yet to address the fact that Germans are traitors to the European Union and are working directly with Putin. So when you talk about working with Putin, you got to remember that Hillary Clinton built for them Silicon Valley outside of Moscow called Skolkovo, and they forced companies like Raytheon and Dynacor and you name it. There's no military contractor that now doesn't work for Russia. Not only that, we gave them hypersonic missiles. We gave them pole guns. We gave them all these different technologies that are now being touted by the communists in Russia and in China. Where did that come from? That's not technology transfer, even though because we didn't have them build it. We simply gave it to them. Let's remember that Obama and Hillary, at the last nuclear summit with Russia, agreed to build them uranium enrichment plants. Okay? Gave them more money than you can shake a stick at. Same as we did with North Korea, same as we did in Iran, and that was John Kerry, don't forget that. The John Kerry deal with Iran still goes on, and he's still violating the Logan Act, still conducting business with Iran to protect himself and his family members. Well, that's the way that you do it in D.C. You get somebody in office, and then you get a son or a daughter who's a lawyer, or even a brother like James Biden, who got a $1.5 billion deal to build houses in Iraq, though he's never built a house in his life and his business wasn't even anything to do with building, or any member of the Biden family. You cannot name a member of the Biden family that did not use a Blue Star strategy. Now, when they say that Hunter Biden in these emails that have come out sold the right to come and meet people in Washington, D.C. as Chinese communists, it was all through a company called Blue Star Strategies. And if you look into the business deals, every business deal that they did had a Biden at the end of it. So Biden was absolutely turned into an attempt to match what Hillary and Bill Clinton and Chelsea have already done in Russia by giving them our technology, and in China by selling out our manufacturing and technology transfer and IP. As you know, when Trump came in power, there was no single component of the United States government or any corporation in America that didn't have the Chinese spying on them, period, period. Trump has gotten rid of all the semiconductors and all of the microchips and anything that China makes that has a backdoor in it, that has a zero-day clock on it, or the ability to spy the mechanical engine that rides on the microchip. So we've told everybody all about these things. It's just that people didn't believe us, and not a single person, not one single person in the news anywhere has addressed where did the hard drives come from. They came from the most powerful man, the richest oligarch, that was allowed to become an oligarch, Ren Zhengcheng. And why did he get mad at the Central Committee? Because he was a long-standing believer in communism, per se, but the Central Committee is what's corrupt. And President Xi is the most corrupt of all. And now he's become like a complete idiot with these things. He's like a Joe Biden, who wants to just, as long as he denies it, it doesn't exist. So Joe just denies it and then goes on. He did that the entire time that he was the vice president. Hillary Clinton did it the entire time she was the Secretary of State. This is pure totalitarian communism come to this country, and we have a Central Committee, and the Central Committee is the Democratic Party. But there are a few rhinos, like Mitt Romney, who could not stand back and not get his piece of the pie, so he sent his best agent, Kofor Black, to sit on the Burisma board, the most corrupt oil board in the world. And everyone knew it from the get-go. And that's the reason that they padded it with so many top-name people, premiers and heads of country, then become a member of Burisma's Oil Board? George Soros, with the larger company himself, gave $1 billion to get himself on that board. Now, why did George Soros, why did Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Christopher Hines and Gopher Black want to get in on this deal? Because all they had to do was raise the sanctions that have been put on Russia, the fake sanctions that were put on Russia, turn the tap on the oil pipeline, and again become filthy rich. And completely, of course, illegally, basically stealing the money from the Ukrainian people. So, Wren was the one who spied on the Central Committee. When you spy on the Central Committee, you die. So I predicted when he came out and made his remarks and said that he had evidence to prove these things, I predicted he would be dead. He disappeared within 2 weeks. He's never been found. This is what happens to all of the richest oligarchs in China. When they get very, very rich, the Central Committee members simply take their wealth. And now President Xi is becoming one of the richest men in the world. And he's doing it, you know, with the Eric Schmidt's Dragonfly. And we've heard that Eric Schmidt is, of course, now completely a Chinese agent, a complete communist. Why? Because when you mess with China, they poison you. And they give you the antidote only when you do what they tell you to do. So would I say Hunter Biden is one of those people who's been poisoned and now controlled by Chinese communist drugs? Absolutely. And what do we see? We see that the Chinese communists were, in fact, filming everything he did, keeping track of all of it, sending him underage girls, pedophilia, crack cocaine, smoking crack cocaine, and yet he's supposed to be on, you know, some of the most powerful committees in the world, and somehow representing America. He didn't represent America. He represented the Biden criminal family, just as the Clintons became a criminal family and sold us out to the Chinese and the Russians. So did Hunter Biden. And it's now being shown exactly as we said. It wasn't just the it was the Chinese, the Russians, the Kazakhstanis, the Turkmenistan, the country of Turkmenistan, and basically the pipelines coming out of the Caspian Sea, which were then refined, turned around, sent to Europe, and controls Europe's complete power and energy system.
Okay, well, when I see all of this stuff unfolding with the Bidens and the Ukraine and everything that Giuliani is releasing in the New York Post, that's great. But then the very next day, I see Bannon doing his thing, releasing the stuff that came from this oligarch. I go, you know, here Bannon is again running interference from us going to the real problem, which is the British Imperial Empire. So there is a connection between this billionaire and the coronavirus. And why isn't Steve Bannon, if he's all that, talking about that connection?
Because he's an idiot and he's self-serving and he's myopic. Basically, 1.4 million people have died of the coronavirus in China that they know of. And they're saying it's, you know, much, much less. Complete nonsense. Who was the first person to reveal that? Ren Zhengqiang. He is the one who came out and said that President Xi was lying. And then he gave the real numbers of how many people had died in Wuhan. Now, how does he know that? Because as we told everyone, and to this very day, I don't know anybody who was picked up on this, but the Wuhan virus was spread through three separate events. The World Military Games, which were in Wuhan in October, where the first cases showed up, and they showed up all around the world, and they showed up immediately because it was released probably in nanotubes through water and aerosol. And then there was this beautiful thing. It was a yearly tradition where the traditional meals and dishes made throughout China, people came together and they would share them. Well, this year, Wren decided to support it himself, and they had the largest turnout in human history for a single meal. And it had helicopters flying over, dropping mist on all of them. That was the Wuhan virus. So it was given out worldwide. And we know this because immediately before the World Military Games were over, there was quarantine happening in Wuhan for the Chinese who had participated. And the Chinese were not allowed to fly from Wuhan after that to any other city in China. So they knew from the beginning that it had been released. Did they release it? No, the British released it. Why did the British release it? Because we were getting ready to say, and already had said, no more business with you, Britain. No more Five Eyes sharing of intelligence. No more anything with you, Britain, because you are compromised. And it has now been proven that that is true. There are now dozens of companies in China who use ZTE, the phone company, and Huawei to spy on everyone in Britain and then to use it to blackmail them. So you see the top people in Britain right now being blackmailed by Chinese companies that just get carried away. The Chinese want to play like they want to get into the game of capitalism. That's not capitalism. And they've missed the point. America is not capitalistic. It's corporatism. And corporatism is international. It is not a national idea. It is not an ism that is bound by democracy, demo-crazy. Remember, that's the way that they pronounce it in China, demo-crazy. Because why? Democracy, as the Democrats present it, is anything but capitalism. It's anything but democracy, freedom, liberty, or about individual rights. No. It is about selling out to what has now become a totalitarian, corporatist, communist central committee here in America. And we've named the people on that central committee, and they all are aided and abetted by the senior executive service members. Now, let's go back. I think the part that you thought was interesting is the following. If we would take Hunter Biden's 26,000 emails, we could compare them to Hillary's 33,000 emails. Because why? They do the same thing. They incriminate the Democrats for working with Russian communists, Chinese communists, and Kazakhstan in an effort to manipulate and steal and gather, steal outright, extort the Ukrainian people for the money that was keeping them alive, the money that was gained by the pipeline running through their country, that all they had to do was turn it on and they would get back 40% of their GDP. So instead of when they lost 40% of their GDP because Obama put sanctions on Ukraine, on Russia, so that Russia couldn't send their oil, refined oil through Ukraine, and they refined it themselves, so they actually made the higher dollar value. They made that oil into something extraordinarily valuable and usable instantaneously. That cut into the entire nation's wealth of Ukraine. And so when you talk about the fact that when we heard the testimony on the television about Trump and Zelensky's telephone call, we had the criminals who were running this and supporting the Bidens and the Clintons and the Devin Archer and Mitt Romney and John Kerry. We basically have before us a perfect picture that was completely given to us with enough details that all those people should have gone to jail. But they didn't go to jail. They came to power. Not only that, but the mainstream media, because they've been implanted with a bunch of people who believe in communism. They call it globalism or internationalism, but it is communism, pure and simple, because it's totalitarian. It doesn't follow the ism of communism. The ism of communism is to share the wealth. You don't share the wealth when President Xi becomes the richest man in Chinese history in the years that he's been the president of the Central Committee and the president of the country. So the 26,000 emails, when Hillary's 33,000 emails were supposedly stolen and hacked by Julian Assange and the Russians, which is complete nonsense. There was no hacking. But the minute you say hack, and that's why they will not look at Hunter Biden's 26,000 emails, because they were supposedly hacked. They weren't hacked either. So they consider hacked information, though it's true, to not even be worthy of consideration by the Department of Justice? No, that's an excuse. That's an excuse to, just like Joe Biden, saying, I had no knowledge of my son's business in Ukraine or China. Though he rode on Air Force Two with me there, and I got a $900,000 payment from just one deal he did through Rosemont Seneca. Then in Bokhari, let's remember that it isn't $1.5 billion that he Hunter Biden secured a deal in China. No, it's $4.5 billion. Now, what's really odd about this is that that's exactly what the Russian dossier, which was created by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee and Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele and all those that we have named who participated in that. What was really going on? They simply took the reality, turned it around, blamed it on Trump. So they blamed Carter Page, a complete idiot. I mean, really an idiot. They called him a useful idiot because he was so stupid he didn't know he was being used by anyone that was actually manipulating him, including America. He was supposed to get $4.5 billion from Gazprom for a deal that he was making for Trump that was then to be paid off by the owners of the Russian bank, Alpha Bank. That is exactly what happened. But it wasn't Carter Page. It was Hunter Biden, $4.5 billion. The banks, now we know that the Chinese were using Hunter Biden to make not only political connections, but economic connections to launder the money of the oligarchs to leave China. Hello, that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did for the Russians. So the Russian oligarchs, most of them who now live in the city of London, which is a separate economic zone inside of London. They live there, or they've become British citizens who then live in America, and they live in New York City in one of the most secured fortresses in New York City. These are people waiting to be killed by their country. Putin goes after all of them. He hangs them upside down. He tortures them until they give their offshore account numbers. He steals it, and he has become what they say, the second richest man in the world. And that's from what we know. Putin, now President Xi of China, followed in the exact same footsteps, and now he's one of the richest men in the world.
Well, you bring up Hillary Clinton and the Russians, and I can't help think about the PP dossier and wonder if in one of those releases for Hunter Biden, one of those videos, we're not going to see him conducting the very act that they blame Trump
for
doing. Plus,
those acts were set up by the Central Committee. And stupid Hunter Biden was so oblivious. It's like all the jobs that he's been given. Look into it. He's never shown up for a single meeting of any of the boards that he's on.
Yeah, but too bad for them. I mean, that's what you get when you rely on a crack addict to do your work. I mean, what did Xi think? In the end, the narrative was all going to fall apart. And it looks like everyone's just rushing forward now to give information on Hunter. You even have one of his associates that has been jailed who is also giving out Hunter's emails. I mean, it's just all over the place.
Bevin Coney is in jail, and he gave to Schweitzer, the man who wrote these books on Clinton Cash and the new book on empires. Basically, what happened was he went to jail, got the permission to look at the email account of one of Devin Archer's and Hunter Biden's closest associates. His name is Bevin Coney. Well, he gave out even more information than is in the 26,000 emails that were part of the first disc. There were three discs that were released, and Bannon wants to claim that he has something to do with that. He's an idiot. He has nothing to do with it. And he doesn't even know where they came from. And the man in China who is putting his life in the line, Luda, he thinks he's a super duper whistleblower. Well, he's going to be whistling a different tune once the Chinese catch up with him, which they will now. Mark my words, he'll be dead within the year, but not until they completely drain him of his sources. Those sources, those were delivered into the lap of Luda, and they were delivered by people who aren't going to die, because Ren, this Chinese oligarch, had collected the information. He had set up Hunter Biden. He had set up President Xi. So President Xi's personal information on his wealth fleecing of China is on the third disc. Notice how nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about the economic groups, the banks like Templeton and other banks at USBC and HSBC and UBS and all these other banks. So the banks that were involved in this are on the third disc, and that's HSBC, which of course is, you know, might as well call that a James Comey, Robert Mueller bank, which is really nothing more than a British bank flying underneath a Chinese flag out of Shanghai and the free economic zones of Hong Kong and Shanghai, and also major banks in Singapore. So these banks are really nothing more than what Putin has, is the oligarchs using British banks to hide the money they're stealing from the Russians. And how long do they get away with that? Not very long. They die all the time. They get killed and we don't even hear about it. They get shot in the back of a car. They get shot in the street.
Okay, I just want to get you out of the weeds for just a minute to give people a look at what the high level thing of what's really going on here. And I'm sure many of you have thought it, but you have Joe Biden here. He's not eligible anymore to be the president of the United States with these horrific crimes that he's committed and that we can all see. And the trial for Joe Biden is going on right now, with the public looking at these emails and seeing for themselves that Joe is very, very corrupt. And of course, we will need to have, and people need to start preparing for this. We have a lot of traitors here in the United States, and we're going to have to we're going to have to execute them, because these are very serious crimes. And Joe Biden will be one of those that will need to be off world, is what I call it. But let's look at the Democrat Party then. So Joe Biden's not eligible. And then you look at Kamala Harris, and she's not eligible to hold the office of president. It's very clear with her birth certificate that she is not a natural born citizen. And with Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, I highly doubt that the court is going to see in that birth certificate someone who's eligible. And more than that, Kamala Harris still has produced her citizenship papers. We claim at the American intelligence media that she's an illegal alien, and she needs immediately after the election, because we won't disrupt the election for this, she needs to be picked up by immigration along with Ilhan Omar, and they need to be deported back to their countries. And I do not want to see any wavering on this, Thomas. I'm so tired of the corruption. The law and order, we need to bring law and order back. We need to get rid of the FBI. I mean, let's just look, citizens. The IT technician that received Hunter Biden's laptop, and Hunter didn't pick it up, so by default, that now is owned by the IT and his shop. When he turned these over, he gave it to the FBI. He gave this evidence to the FBI while the impeachments hearings were going on, and the FBI held this information back from the American people. Everybody in the FBI, the whole FBI should be shut down, and I don't want to hear about the rank and file. If the rank and file cannot find corruption under the central office roof, then it must be disbanded. It is nothing more than a Nazi Stasi that is a state police, and you can see all the false flags that they've run. We've watched them since we were really tuned in, dialed in, from Sandy Hook and San Bernardino. They still haven't found and reported to us about Mandalay. In fact, what has the FBI done? And then don't get me started about AG Barr. He hasn't had, the last count was like he's been in office for 620 days and not one indictment other than that low-hanging fruit called Kleinsmith. I'm telling you, Thomas, after the red tsunami, November 4th, we are going to take a major turn in American history.
The lawlessness in America is so out of control that Bevin Coney went to jail, but they didn't even confiscate the evidence because the evidence is in his Gmails and he gave it to Schweitzer. Devin Archer is going to jail, but because he had political friends, they postponed it for a while. Same exact crimes in the case that put Bevin in jail. Hunter Biden's name is mentioned as often as the other two names, Devin Archer and Bevin Coney. So Hunter Biden is absolutely guilty of the exact same crimes and much, much, much worse. But this shows you that lawlessness is completely rampant in America, and we have become a totalitarian, communist, central committee-ran country. And it is disgusting. And just as you say, that the Department of Justice is completely complicit with this. And just like the Anthony Weiner laptop that had 780,000 of Hillary's every single one of them, every single communication when she was the Secretary of State is guarded secret. Even her calendar of where she went, what she did.
Well, you don't really expect that Pompeo would release anything. He's former CIA. He's an SES person himself. He's there to protect the swamp and the DOJ attorneys at the Department of Justice. We see that Bruce Orr has resigned. Well, there wasn't any fanfare about that. I mean, why isn't that man in prison?
Why isn't Christopher Hines in prison? Why isn't Kofor Black in prison? And why is John Kerry not in prison? John Kerry in the seventh floor of the Secretary of State department, which Hillary was in charge of and had turned into a criminal cabal. When Kerry walked in, he basically just continued on, protected his son, and got his piece of the pie. We know that the head ambassador for Iran stated that he was going to release the names of the Democrats that received payoffs for the John Kerry, Obama, more money than anyone can shake a stick at. Every time you hear about it, you find that there's more money, $142 billion possibly. But they were all paid off. And Azir stated this in public, that he was going to turn in Kerry and all the people who he had done the deal with, because he thought he was protected. He was being paid by the Secretary of State of America. How could the Iranians think that wasn't protecting them? And so that's why they're so angry. And of course, just as we said, they continued on with their nuclear missile program unabated, because we paid for it. We paid for all those 30,000 bombs that were then distributed by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard into Iraq and into Syria, then used and into Lebanon and Palestine to use against the Israelis. I mean, we know these things. These things are facts. And there's even more involved here, because there's a Russian-Chinese battle going on too for the oil in Iran and the oil in Iraq. And so what are they offering? Nuclear weapons to both countries, all the technology that they'd ever want. But do they need the oil? Trump has made the oil incidental. It's no longer oil pipeline wars. So this is old news. And this is the problem, that the old guard in the Democratic Party tried to catch up with Hillary. But, you know, Hillary's dad was the head of the mob in Chicago, and he was an alderman. He was a politician, but he was the second in charge of the mob. So Hillary learned from early on how to make sure that she gets her piece of the pie. Well, she got it with China, with being on Walmart's board, the Walton family board, the richest corporation in the world, in some ways that you analyze it. And she is on a paid position on that board. So the more money that she sold out, or the more she sold out America to China, the more money she made. It was as simple as that. Then, as Secretary of State, before she left and gave it over to her step-and-fetch boy, John Kerry, she made sure that it was set up that the Russians owed her big time, big, big, big time, so that they would support her to be president. Of course, Putin loved Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton simply gave, what was it, $4.5 billion in the last summit for guarantees for Russians to build uranium enrichment plants. Why would anyone do that unless you are an enemy of the United States? So we're working with anti-American dissidents who, in fact, have taken over our country. And they do it by simply denying that they're doing it, which is really stupid.
Like Elaine Chao. I call her China Chao when she was in front of the Senate for her confirmation hearings to become the U.S. Department of Transportation. She wasn't questioned, nor did she volunteer the information that her Chinese family are a bunch of shipping magnates. She also didn't reveal her connections to Wuhan. But her connections to her family Chinese business is a little over the top. And then you look and see who she sleeps with. Oh, she's married to Mr. U.S. Chamber of Commerce himself, Mitch McConnell. What a tight, cozy little relationship that is. And stop turning your heads when you're sitting at a cabinet meeting, folks, Look around the table. There are globalists everywhere.
Julian Assange said that when the WikiLeaks dump would come right before the election, it would end Hillary Clinton's entire political career. Well, it didn't, because they had already been prepared, because there was no hacking. There was a breach, and we know who breached, and we know when they breached, and we know what they breached. But do you think the DOJ knows any of this? Of course they do. They are the ones hiding Anthony Weiner's laptop, hiding Hillary's laptop, hiding Huma Abedin's laptop. They're the ones who, in fact, enable these criminals. So when we found out that in December of 2015, actually, that the opposition research done on Hillary Clinton herself by Democrats found that she had multiple weak points. The number one weak point, and it's all in these supposed WikiLeaks release, which they aren't breaches. There was no hacking. Except they were breaches, they weren't hacking. And what did it reveal? It revealed that her number one weak point for the American people was her direct, obvious criminal association with the Uranium One deal. In other words, giving 20% of America's uranium to our enemy, that we are supposedly building weapons, missiles, nuclear missiles, so that we can defend ourselves from that enemy, but we're giving them the uranium to make the plutonium, and we're giving them enrichment plants to create the plutonium so that they can actually have the very weapons that we are supposedly trying to deter. So they said, okay, we're going to flip this. And as you know, John McCain came in, and Comey came in, and all these operatives, the Democratic operatives came in, both in the mainstream media, as well as in the DOJ, as well as in the FBI, the CIA, and they all supported Hillary. And they said, okay, let's turn this and say that Putin is supporting Trump. No, wrong. Putin was supporting Hillary, and anyone with any eyeballs in their head or any sense of intelligence in their brain could have derived that from simply looking on in the news and seeing that Hillary went to Russia and said, let's do a reset. In other words, let's say that when I push this little red button, that you're no longer communists and you're no longer our enemies. You're our friends. And by the way, I'm going to get my piece of the pie. And so she did get her piece of the pie. But then look closely. What was she doing at the same time? The same thing with China had already been going on. She'd already done it in China. She had given our manufacturing to China, sold out Americans for cheap products, literally in some cases radioactive products sent to America as baby carriages and baby carriers and things that children put on their body, and lead paint and all of the things that they give us that could kill any child that puts it in their mouth, or at least cause some great harm. So anything that you look at coming from China is counterfeit, like their plastic rice, like their counterfeit gold. Now they're even counterfeiting silver. And of course, the technology transfer was nothing but the biggest ripoff in human history. So why did Hillary give all of our technology, and why did Obama give our technology to China, saying that they're our best friends? Because Joe Biden says they're our best friends and that we need them, and that if we're going to have a future, we have to get on board with China. In other words, we have to get on board with President Xi's One Belt, One Road. Why? Because Joe got his kickback through his son. $4.5 billion is not paid for just nothing. It was paid because there were deals that were being done that were so illegal and so corrupt that literally someone who'd never been in politics in Ukraine, Zelensky, won the election as president because he campaigned on nothing but let's stop the corruption. So Joe Biden, of course, had to get rid of Viktor Shokin, who was going after Burisma, and it's the head of Burisma and everyone on the Burisma board. And what did Joe Biden do? He went over and he said, well, the IMF $1.5 billion, I'm not giving it to you. First off, it's not his call. Second off, that is quid pro quo. That is the very thing they said Trump was doing. So everything they've accused Trump of doing, all you have to do is stand back, reverse the tables, go 180 degrees in the opposite direction, and you're going to find what the Democrats were really doing. And by the way, as I say, Mitt Romney and others are really Democrats. Okay, they're just on the Republican Party.
No, they're globalists. All that is the globalist faction, and they keep us separated in these so-called parties, Democrat, Republicans. So we fight with each other. But what's happened is that the deck chairs have been shifting. And what we're really seeing now are two parties in America, for sure. But those are the globalists. And then we have our MAGA Trump Lion Party. And those are American patriots who want to restore the republic. Now, let me say another word, because you're talking about a lot of money these people have taken, not only from the American people, but I want us to remember that the Ukrainian people suffered greatly during this time with their inability to get gas in their homes for heat. And this is the Biden corruption. We must have Nuremberg style trials that the public can watch. Or confessions that are read by these people, and they must be executed. They have to be executed because, as a taxpayer, I am not willing to spend one more dollar on these people. I'll spend a dollar for the bullet that it takes to get them off this planet. And why am I so upset about this? Because had they been successful, and folks, from what we have uncovered in research, they are so close to just taking over the entire world with their tyranny. But if they had been successful, that would have been my family, your family, all of humanity would have been locked down with this tyranny. And we must not ever allow this to happen again. And people need to see the example. And we are going to take care of everyone, even if it takes the next 4 years in Trump's term. They all must be dealt with.
The United Nations is the new home of global communism. And the Brits control the United Nations. And if you look at Britain right now, because of COVID-19, which is, again, a British release, that was a British release of a man-made virus in China to blame China, to take China down a few notches so that Britain, once they get released from the European Union, can do deals with America and China unilaterally. And this was their plan. Now, what does that mean? The United Nations is the home of global communism, because right now the Chinese are listened to more at the United Nations than the United States is, though we pay the bills. So Britain has become a totalitarian communist government, period. And they don't have a central committee, they have a monarchy. And their parliament is a scam. And the fact that they play like they're a social democracy, nonsense. Remember, Russia is socialist. Communism is socialism. And Russian socialism is, in fact, a horrifying totalitarian communism. And now Putin runs it like a mafia. Well, that is what Xi did. Xi in China looked at Putin and said, I can do that. I'm going to become the sole leader of China. So right now he has his two partners who are on the Central Committee. Watch very carefully that as he's going down, he's going to make sure both of them come up missing, and he will absorb their wealth, because he wants to be in control of China, which is in control of the United Nations, which is in control of the world. The European Union, look at the COVID response. It is a totalitarian communist response, no intelligence whatsoever, no science to back it up. And what does it do? It suppresses freedom in all peoples. This is worldwide. So the British pulled out their last ace in the hole, the ace up their sleeve, and they played it. And it's the COVID virus, which is exactly as they had anticipated, would ruin world economies so that then the Brits could get another foothold. And the Brits have always controlled Russia. They invented Marxism, Leninism, Bolshevism, and Bolshevism was supported by America bankers. And so when you look at China, same thing, exactly the same thing. The British and the Americans created communism in China and in Russia. And now, because they can individually over in America start to have the same kind of basically game plan as they have in a totalitarian communist world, that certain individuals are exempt from the law. They're completely lawless, and no one can question them. That is why Wren, the most powerful real estate oligarch in China, came up missing after he said he was going after and had the evidence. He stated this out loud. He had the evidence on President Xi and the Central Committee. He was the man who paid for the giant meal in Wuhan that had more people attend that meal. And then there was a celebration right afterwards. He paid for that. Well, he paid for it because he knew he was a walking dead man. He knew that the second that he said these things, he was dead. I'm surprised that it took so long for these things to come out. But these are exactly the same maneuvers used by Hillary Clinton. Now they're being used by the Bidens, and of course by Obama and his entire administration. These are the exact same things that Hillary did, and so Joe Biden simply does what Hillary says. Somebody hacked the information from my son's account. Therefore, it's all a lie, and no one can look at it. Well, they already looked at it. They already had that information. The Department of Justice, they already knew this because they had already prosecuted Bevin Coney, and Devin Archer is going to jail for the same crimes. But strangely enough, Hunter Biden was never, ever really part of the case, except that his name comes up as often as the other two names as being one of the directors of this basically criminal cabal. But it's also Pelosi's son, it's Adam Schiff, it's everybody in D.C. who, like pathetic little lemmings, saw what Hillary Clinton did and said, well, we want to do the same thing. They forgot that Hillary controls the crypto keys of the internet. She can create documents. She can make documents disappear. She controls the communication links between our government, whether it be military or otherwise, through corporations in America, and through the globalist world. Where did she move the crypto keys to? To Shanghai, to the economic zone of Shanghai, where she was doing business. Now she's brought it back into America under the auspices of Richard C. Walker, bringing back the crypto keys and using Cloudflare and other groups like that to basically continue to control the internet. Well, China and Russia don't use our internet, okay? They spy on us through our internet, but they have an intranet. They have an internal system that they can turn off and on, that they can control, and the social credit system is run that way through Dragonfly, which was created by Eric Schmidt. So we have the worst incursion of communism, Russian and Chinese and British and European Union communism, trying to overthrow America. And how do you do it? You do it through politics. You do it through the people who can stand up and say, look, I've been in politics for 47 years, and of course I'm not corrupt. There's nobody more corrupt than Joe Biden, except for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. And so when you can stand up and just simply deny it and get away with it because that's politics and everybody expects the politicians to lie, that's totalitarian communism. And it's not even communism. It is the grossest form of manipulation of what people tout as the good of the people, that the riches are given to the poor and that everyone is served by the system. No, it's not.
What it is, it's a mob. It's a mob operation. They took their Chicago and their New York mobs, and they just said, hey, it works in a city. Why not in a state? Why not in a country? Why not for the world? I mean, Hillary's dad was a mob boss. Nancy Pelosi's dad was a mob boss. So when you're looking at this, the world is run by a mob. The mob is actually the Pilgrim Society. And as you move downstream from there, you find every level of player getting their cut on in the toll booth, so to speak.
Absolutely. The Pilgrim Society, which grew out of the Fabians, which grew out of Cecil Rhodes' roundtable, is nothing more than the controlling group for the isms on the earth. And they create isms: Bolshevism, socialism, democratic socialism, European Unionism, which is basically George Sorosism, open bordersism. This is nothing more than the British control of political panaceas that make people feel as if they are part of something that is good. Let's remember, the people out in the street fighting for Antifa don't know that it came from the Party of Regions in Ukraine. How did it come to America? Joe Biden. And who was its major representative that brought it to America openly? John McCain and Lindsey Graham. They were there at the Maidan Revolution on the ground before the bullets started killing people. Over 100 people were killed. And that was to overthrow the duly elected president of Ukraine. That was the second time. The Orange Revolution was the first one, and that was American CIA and George Soros. The second one, the Maidan Revolution, that again, George Soros and the America, you know, the Society for a Democratic World, all these names of non-government organizations that have democracy and freedom in them. No, they're the opposite of that. So Antifa, Antifa is the exact same group that was started in 1928 to fight the Nazis in Germany. It is a Russian organization. And so when you say Ukrainian, the Ukrainians adopted it when they were still part of the USSR. And now it's come to America and people don't have any clue. They don't understand that Black Lives Matter was founded by three criminals. Look it up. Look at the three founders of Black Lives Matter. They're all criminals. Not only that, they are nutcases. And the people who are out fighting for them are nothing but guppies fighting for an idea, believing that it is an idea instead of a mob, instead of a cabal being run by people who wish to do America in. Because once the bastion of freedom is defeated here in America from the inside out, remember the Russians and the Chinese have said all along they will defeat America from the inside out without firing a single shot. Well, that's what's happening, folks. And what happened with Hillary and the way they blamed it on Trump, same thing is happening with Biden's, but they're too stupid to actually come up with a good plan. They didn't have a John Podesta, one of the most evil men of history, actually. And where's John Podesta? So anyway, where is the Department of Justice? We know all of these things. We have the facts. We even know who President Xi is running and laundering his money through what banks and where. We know all the crimes of, we know a lot of the crimes, of Hunter Biden. There's still international crimes. And by the way, if you look at the fact that he's an American, then it's worse than treason and sedition. He used his father's vice presidential office to sell out America. And he is the worst of criminals that we can imagine. He is more anti-American than anyone I can actually think of.
And of course, in the last week or so, we're seeing all the social medias show their colors, which we have told you folks for the longest time. And it was no surprise to you that Twitter shut down any kind of sharing, for example, on the New York Post article about this Biden revelation. Facebook is shutting down things. You have YouTube closing up all these QAnon YouTube creators. It's just a complete censorship. But Trump is going to win no matter what they do and how they censor him between now and November 3rd. People will still go out and vote for Trump. They're not worried about that. But I like it because it's showing us how far the social medias are willing to go to trample over our First Amendment rights. And why that's important is because when we, the people, get the master license on social media, we're going to make sure that all of those are listed in our terms of agreement, because we saw all their tricks. We're going to make sure all their tricks are covered.
Yes, and the social media, which is, of course, stolen from Leader Technologies, it is, in fact, the worst form of globalist communism that there is on the face of the earth. Those people don't pay taxes in America. They rip America off. They serve all of our enemies more than they serve America. And essentially what has happened is we're a few weeks out from the election, and now everyone is showing exactly who they are. So when Trump gets reelected, which he will, he's going to have to appoint a new Department of Justice head, a new attorney general, and they're going to have to appoint Rudy Giuliani as a special counsel to go after the Ukrainian and the Biden criminality. They'll have to appoint someone to go after the Clinton criminality. They'll have to appoint somebody to go after Mitt Romney's criminality. They'll have to appoint special counsels, each of them, and they can be independent, independent counsels, nothing to do with the Department of Justice. And also John Kerry and his family, because we know the crimes, we have the evidence, and once Trump is reelected, he will have then complete free reign, because the people will have seen that they have played their final card. They have played the best game they can, these evil global communists, and they've shown who they are. They've shown their colors, and now it's just a time to get a big broom and sweep it up and throw them in jail and make sure to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.